This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met Wednesday at the U.S. Air Base in Ramstein, Germany, with his German counterpart Heiko Maas, ahead of a virtual 20-nation ministerial meeting on the situation in Afghanistan. Before their meeting, Blinken and Maas met with reporters. Maas told reporters he was very glad Germany had been able to help the United States carry out its evacuation activities, and he hoped to discuss how they continue the evacuation mission that he said is not yet finished, as well as discuss how things will go on in Afghanistan and how they will find a common position on those issues. Before flying to Germany, Blinken stressed the U.S. and its Western allies are calling on the Taliban to follow through on its pledge to allow anyone with valid travel documents to leave Afghanistan if they choose to do so. That includes foreign nationals and Afghan citizens, as well as permitting flights currently ready to fly out of Afghanistan to agreed-upon onward destinations. The issue has been a focus since the U.S. withdrew from Afghanistan at the end of August, ending a two-decade military presence and a final effort to evacuate thousands of people from the country. Many people who wanted to leave Afghanistan were unable to do so after the U.S. withdrawal. Shortly after his arrival and ahead of talks with the German foreign minister, Blinken met with staff in charge of evacuation operations at the base. Ramstein has become a major stopover hub for Afghan refugees, with around 34,000 flown to the U.S. base for layovers. Some 22,000 evacuees have already left the base for the United States or other locations. A U.S. State Department official told the Associated Press news agency, Ramstein is effectively serving as a pop-up international airport, with all the layers of security you would expect to find at such a facility, stressing the security procedures are robust. This is VOA News. 20 people linked to the November 2015 terrorist attacks in France went on trial in Paris Wednesday in proceedings expected to last 9 months. Six defendants are being charged in absentia. Reports say five of the six are presumed dead in Iraq or Syria. Nine Islamic State terrorists, mostly from France and Belgium, left a trail of horror and bloodshed in a multi-pronged attack at the National Stadium, various bars and restaurants, and at a concert, the Bataclan Theater. A total of 130 people were killed, 90 of them at the concert hall. At least 490 people were injured. A 10th member of the terror cell, and the only one still alive, Salah Abdeslam, was arrested in Brussels 4 months after the November 13, 2015 terror strikes. He is accused of helping the others. In his court appearance Wednesday, the 31-year-old Abdeslam, when asked his profession, called himself an Islamic State soldier. The trial will be held in a specially constructed court in Paris and is described as the biggest trial in France's modern-day legal history. The head of Germany's Infectious Disease Control Agency warned the nation Wednesday that the COVID-19 pandemic is not over, and there is real danger of a new wave of infections if vaccination rates do not increase drastically. Speaking with reporters in Berlin alongside German Health Minister Jens Spahn, Robert Koch Institute President Lothar Wieler said hospitalizations due to COVID-19 in Germany are increasing, and the number of intensive care patients has almost doubled in the last 2 weeks. He said, as predicted, younger people are the ones most affected now. Wieler said the majority of those affected are not vaccinated, since vaccination provides very good protection against severe cases. Health Minister Spahn added, for that reason, it is very, very important to convince more people to get vaccinated. The Koch Institute says that the new infection rates in the country have not spiked dramatically the way the hospitalizations have. But Wieler said everyone who does not get vaccinated likely will contract the virus at some point in the pandemic. More than 61% of the population is fully vaccinated in Germany, a lower rate than several other European countries. Work crews in Richmond, Virginia have completed dismantling a statue of Robert E. Lee, the Confederate general who led Southern troops during the U.S. Civil War of the 1860s. The removal of the 12-ton, 6.4-meter-tall bronze statue of Lee riding on horseback comes more than a year after Virginia Governor Ralph Northam announced plans to take it down amid nationwide protests over the death of George Floyd, an African-American man who died in police custody in Minnesota. Critics regard Lee's statue and those of other Confederate leaders as symbols of racism and white supremacy. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.